Shalom to all. Today we're learning Mishnah Zavos Parakei Mishir Chasin Yotes. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'zecher Find Rizivik Hagon Bikarav Mamesh. And the Mishnah tells us Kol Mazak as a Rabbim, anyone who brings merit to the Rabbim, which means they teach them Torah, they help them do mitzvahs, they inspire them to do good and not to do bad. Ein Chet Bal Yadai Chet Sin is not going to come through that person. This person has such a great schos that they not only did good themselves, but they also encouraged and helped other people do good, learn Torah, do mitzvahs, and so on and so forth. They have a special Siyat Dishmaya, special help from heaven, that they're not going to end up doing any chait, they're not going to end up doing sins, and that's because how could it be that this person, who we'll call the Rebbe, is going to be in Gehenim, where all of his Talmidim are going to be in Gan Eden? So if he has special help that he doesn't sin, obviously everyone has Bechira, so if the person wants to sin, he does have the ability to do that Avera, but Hashem is going to give him that special Siyat Nishmaya to help prevent him from not doing an Avera. Now the opposite is true as well. V'chala Machtias Arabim, anyone who causes the public to sin, in Maspikin B'yadei Lazes Tshuva, he's not going to have the ability to do Tshuva. Now according to the way that we're explaining it, that means that he's not going to have extra special help to do tshuva, but of course he has bechira, and if he wants to, he could do tshuva. However, the Rambam and others explain that this person is so terrible that he caused other people to do averas that Hashem makes it that he's not able to do tshuva, and he's going to be punished for all of his bad deeds. Now here we're going to bring an example of what we just mentioned, and even pick it up a level. Moshe Zacha, Moshe Rabbeinu was Zoyche, he merited by doing the mitzvahs and learning Torah, and Vizikias Arabim, he was Mezakeh everyone else. We know that he taught everyone Torah, and obviously that caused them to do mitzvahs. So not only, of course, do we say Ein Chet Bal Yadai, but here's another level. Zechus HaRabim Talibai. The zechus of the public is tali in him. It's as if he did those good deeds with the Rabim, with the people that did them. Even though he didn't actually do all those mitzvahs that everyone else did, it's still considered like he did those mitzvahs. Shenemar the pasuk says, Tzidkas Hashem Asa U'Mishpatavim Yisrael. Tzidkas Hashem Asa is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu himself, that he did the righteousness of Hashem, and Mishpatavim Yisrael means that he did Hashem's Mishpatim with the Yidden, even though, again, he didn't do the mitzvahs with the Yidden, they did the mitzvahs themselves. It's as if he did them because he was the one that helped them and encouraged them and taught them all the mitzvahs in Torah, and so therefore he gets this extra special level. Here's an example of the second part of the Mishnah. Yeravam, Chatev Hechtias Rabim, Yeravam ben Nevat, he sinned and he caused other people to sin. So Chet Rabim Toliboy, the sin of the public is Toli on him. It's as if he did those sins that other people really did. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Al Chatos Yeravam Asher Chata, Vasher Hechtias Yisrael, as we see from the Pasuk, that it's as if he did all these sins. Now who's Yeravam? So we know that Shlomo HaMelech's son was Rechavam, and in his days the kingdom was split into two. There was Malchus Yehuda, the kingdom of Yehuda, and then there was Malchus Yisrael, which is the 10 tribes that broke off, and Yeravam was the one that caused that split. He was the one that broke off, and when you learn through Navi, you see that he really did have good reason, and actually Yeravam was a huge Talmud Chacham and was a pretty good person in the beginning, but later on he realized, hold on one second, I took everyone away from Malchus Yehuda, I started this new kingdom of the 10 Shvatim, if I allow them to be Eila Regal, go up 3 times a year to the base of Mikdash to bring their karbonis, they're eventually going to be drawn back there and I'm going to lose my kingdom. So he set up 2 Avodah Zarahs and said, okay, everyone does this Avodah Zarah, no going to the base of Mikdash. And so his sin is that he turned everyone away from Malchus Beis David and he caused others to sin by doing Avodah Zarah. It's considered like he did those sins himself. Moving on to Mishiyot Tes. Kol Mishiyesh Biyadei Shlosh Hadvarim Halalu, anyone that has these three things, meaning anyone that emulates these three midas, he acts in these three ways, Mitalmidav Shel Avram Avinu, as if he's a Talmud of Avram Avinu, because this is what Avram did. So when he acts like this, it's considered like he's a Talmud of Avram. Ushlashid Var Macherim, and if he does 3 other things, Mitalmid Shal Bilma Rasha, he's considered a Talmud of Bilma Rasha. What are the 3 things of Avram? Ayin Toiva, a good eye, which means he looks positively upon other people, he's not jealous of what they have, and he's happy with everything that he has. That's what Avram Avinu did when he basically single-handedly won the war against the 4 kings. The king of Sodom said, okay, you can take anything you want from the spoils, and Avram Avinu said, I don't need anything, I'm not even going to take a shoelace. That's where we see he has Ayin Toiva. Ruach Nemucha means that he's exceedingly humble. He's very humble. Avram Avinu said, "Anochi off of Efer, I'm considered like dirt and ashes." Have a nefesh fala, which literally means a lowly soul, is referring to not desiring taivas, all enjoyments and geschmack of the world. This is also something Avram Avinu had, that he didn't look for all the extra taivas and excitement of the world. And anyone that has these three things, mitalmidim shel Avram Avinu, he's one of the talmidim of Avram Avinu. Now the opposite is Bilam, ayin ra, bad eye, being jealous of others, wanting other people's money. That's what Bilam said. That even though Hashem told him, don't go with Balak to curse Am Yisrael, he went anyway because he wanted a lot of money. And Veruach Gavaya, a high or haughty spirit, he was full of arrogance. And Venefesh Rechava, somebody who's always looking for desires and new taivas, we know that applied by Bilam as well. Mitalmidim shel Bilam Arasha, somebody who has these three things, he's from the Talmidim of Bilam Arasha. Now the Mishnah asks, Ma bein Talmidim shel Avram Avinu Talmidim shel Bilam Arasha? What's a practical difference between these two Talmidim, Avram and Bilam? Obviously the Talmidim of Avram are pretty good and the Talmidim of Bilam are the opposite, but what's a practical difference between them? The answer is, Talmidim shel Avram Ravinu, the Talmid of Ram Ravinu, Eichlin Ba'il Ma'zeh, they eat in this world, and Eichlin Ba'il Ma'bah, and they inherit the next world, which means not only do they get schar in this world, they also get schar in the next world. Shneimer the pasuk says, Lahan Chol Oyavai Yesh, Vaitzer Sema Malei. And Oyavai is referring to those who come from Avram Ravinu, because Avram is called Avram Oyavai, and the pasuk is saying two things. Vaitzer Sema Malei means in this world, I'm going to fill them up, I'm going to give them good, and Lahan Chol Oyavai Yesh means even in the next world, they're going to have good. Aval Talmid of Shabel Marasha, Talmid of Bil Marasha, Yarshan Gehenim, Viyardim Leber Shachas, they inherit Gehenim, which is referring to difficulties in your Yisurim and punishments in this world, Viyardim Leber Shachas, and they're also going to go down to Ber Shachas, which means in the next world they're going to be punished as well. Shenemar the Pasuk says, Va'ato Elikim, Toyridim Leber Shachas, Anshei Domim Umirma, Lo Yechtsu Yimeim, Vaniyev Tachbach, and these Anshei Domim Umirma, these people of blood and deceit, is referring to Bilam, because of his suggestion, 24,000 Yidin died, and he was also a deceitful person, and the Pasuk talks about these two different punishments, Toyridim Leber Shachas, and Lo Yechtsu Yimeim. So Yechtsu Yimeim means that in this world they're going to be punished, and Tardim Lever Shachas means that in the next world they're going to be punished as well. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Chaf and Chaf Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.